100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. Not dead yet, despite all the tornado warnings and flash floods. And man, look at the video of the river walk. Just now it's just a river. No walking there, just kind of splashing and pointing at things and holding out selfie sticks and posting video on social networking, but no walking going on. Maybe some running. The River Gawk. There you go. Yeah, I should post that. Weekly challenge? Sure, why not? Get a little kitty cat. Hello, Missy. It's Mist's kitty birthday. She turned 6 this weekend. She was born 6 years ago on Memorial Day. I don't bother looking up the specific day, so I just say Memorial Day is her birthday. Isn't that right, kitty? Yes, because we're too lazy. So, we ought to have ourselves a weekly challenge here where I post the topic, you come up with the story, blah, blah, blah. You've heard it all before. The topic is cheese, and we got stories from Jeffrey Fitcher, Richard, Jerry's back, Muncie, Lizzie, Serendipity, Zachman, Tom, Anima, Norval Joe, and Tura, and someone named Planet Z. So, you want to get right to it? You do? Well, too bad. I've been hearing a bunch of crap about this feminist stuff in Mad Max, and I'm like, so it's an action movie. If you enjoy it, you enjoy it. You don't, you don't. Oh, there's so much deeper into it. There are these people that just go, oh, there's so much deeper into it over everything. Whatever. You don't want to support it, don't buy it. Pirate it. And if you do, watch it twice. Buy lots of popcorn. That's where they make their money. I thought about going to see Mad Max tomorrow. That's what I'll probably do for Memorial Day. You know, everyone's thinking of doing that. I thought about going to the zoo. I haven't gone to the zoo in like a year or so. It's a long weekend. I had a long weekend last week, so. And I went to a baseball game on Wednesday, and they won. Wow. Every time I go to Minute Maid, I shake hands with the Craig Biggio statue. I'm surprised that it hasn't become a tradition. It's been out there how many years? And you'd think that, you know, something so easy. You know, hey, let's make it a tradition. We got to get like a mayor. You know, the mayor will probably shake hands with it. And then suddenly it's going to become like, you know, a toll booth there, a dollar to shake hands with it. You know, get it while the going's good. Oh, and another thing. Okay, so I've mushed about Charleston Chew Cocoa. If you put banana syrup in it, or these Trader Jack, or Trader Joe, sorry, Trader Jack, Trader Joe banana frozen, freeze-dried banana chips, not frozen. Although they got chocolate-covered frozen banana chips, and oh my God, they're good. But Trader Joe's freeze-dried banana, or Da Vinci banana syrup, oh God, it's so good. Oh, yeah. So, even though I'm really trying hard to get to 224 pounds at the end of the month, I know I've said that before, like last month. Last month was just such a fucking failure. I mean, bagels were involved. You know, if you're going to carb bomb, that's pretty much, you know, how to get your carbs. Ugh. So, I don't know what else to say. I've rambled enough. Shut the fuck up. Let's get on with the stories. Jeffrey, let's hear a story. Let's hear a bunch of them.
Good morning, everyone. It's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 474 on the topic of cheese. I've got a pair of stories for you, starting with Say Cheese. Smile. Click. Say cheese. Click. And two more for good measure. Click, click. That's great, Tommy. Now run along and send in the next person waiting. Alone for a moment, Scott let his artificial smile fade. When he decided to become a photographer, no one warned him about school pictures. Kids making crazy faces, kids wearing crazy outfits, and kids giving him grief the entire day, and it was off to the next school in the morning. Then the parents, once they saw their little darlings, would call and complain. "Lady," he wanted to tell him, "if you want better results, raise a better brand of monster next time." The door opened. "You're Flora?" Scott plastered the phony smile back on his face. "Smile for the camera, Flora. Say cheese." And my second story is called The Brie and Wine Circuit. Brad clutched his glass of wine like a talisman and nibbled a piece of brie. A large woman wearing a ghastly hat walked to him, patted his arm, and told him how much she liked his novel. He swallowed the cheese hastily and thanked her. Rather than moving on, the lady launched into a lengthy tale about her problems receiving books from Amazon. Where was his publisher's rep to get him out of this? Brad loved to write, but he was horrified at the publicity part of the job. If he didn't need to eat, he wouldn't be out here on the brie and wine circuit, sipping fortified grape juice and pretending to like his readers, who pretended to have actually bought his book. It was times like these that Brad envied Thomas Pynchon. Well, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning, everyone. This is Richard. And these are some stories about cheese. This one is called Say Cheese. Say cheese. That's the phrase that has resulted in so many ruined photographs of my childhood. There I am, gormless, pained look upon my scrunched-up, toothy face. Awful pictures, best consigned to the bin, which is precisely where most of them ended up. Only in later years, when I took up photography as a hobby, did I find out that cheese is the worst possible word for decent facial expressions. Far better off saying money, mummy, or, my favourite, the one I employ whenever subjected to yet another entreaty to say cheese by another hapless photographer, murder. This one's called Cheese Sandwich. Every day for the last 40 years, my wife has made me cheese sandwiches for lunch. She must have given me a couple of tons of cheese over the years, made from who knows how many gallons of milk donated by hundreds of cows. I've been through the lot. Cheddar, brie, gorgonzola, edam, accompanied by all manner of salads, sauces, and condiments. 40 years of cheese. That must be some sort of record, surely. And every day, for the last 40 years, I've thrown those damn sandwiches in the bin and gone to Subway instead. Cheese? Phew, can't stand the stuff. And here's one more story for you. It's called Fondant. Back in the 70s, I was invited to one of those parties that were all the rage. Having not been to a fondue party before, I wanted to make a good impression. So, on the day in question, I turned up, moustache trimmed, trendy sports coat, the one with leather elbow patches, bottle of Liebfrau milk in hand, and slightly sweating lump of cheese, which I handed with a flourish to my hosts. It was only once gathered around the table, when the guests started throwing their car keys into the fondue pot, I realized my rather big mistake. Well, it's time for me to go on my cheesy way and make some even bigger mistakes. So until next time, goodbye.
Silver bells up in Tulsa, He knew a rose that bloomed in satin tone. And sometimes late at night, when the prairie wind is right, you can almost hear his lonesome fiddle moan.
Hey, Lawrence. It's your old chum, Jerry. And I'll start off by saying it's another beautiful night in Oklahoma. Well, we did get a little rain, and there was a bit of hail, and seems like we've had several dozen tornadoes, but tonight's beautiful. Anyway, you ask us to write something about cheese, and here's my 100 words on cheese. A little-known fact is that Oklahoma is today the cheese capital of the world. The reason for this? In the 1940s, a cheese blight, better known as the Blitzkrieg, destroyed the capability of Europe to produce any cheese, except cottage cheese. This was, and still is, a closely guarded secret, thus enabling the Europeans to keep their self-esteem. Needless to say, we here in Okie Land keep the secret and export all our production to other countries, such as Switzerland, which has the only existent working cheese drill. And they, in turn, repackage our product for export as their own.
But we've taken Bob back to Tulsa. That's where he said he wanted him to be. A stone of granite where he rests sums it up the best. Deep within my heart there lies a melody. And Bob Wills will always be the king to me.
Greetings, Lebowski. Munzee here, writing while hungry, so that's sure to go well. Nachos by Christopher Monroe. Holy hell, I want nachos right now. I mean, I always want nachos a little. Nachos are basically amazing. They're nature's perfect food. Carbs covered in cheese with hot sauce on top. You tell me something in the world that's better than that, and I'll call you a liar right to your face. But I can't have nachos. Not yet. I'm in the middle of writing a story. I cannot take a break until I'm done. Big push to the end, Munzee. Big push to the end. Get to 100 words and finish. Then there will be nachos. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. That's it for me, Lebowski. And yeah, writing hungry may not have been the best of plans. But I don't have time to think about that. I have nachos to make.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The large group gathered at an Italian restaurant for wine and cheese. She hated it. She hated the fake smiles, the fake white teeth, the fake everything. For 2 excruciating hours, and out of desperation, she chopped cheese in small cubes with a huge knife, while everyone pretended to be everyone else's friend. At the end of the get-together, the proverbial group photo was taken. Several years later, she sat down at the same restaurant. She looked at the photo while holding that same huge knife, the one she would get rid of right after finishing the wine by herself. This is my story for this week, or by my blog at lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com, and I wish you have a wonderful Sunday, and a great week, too. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I like cheese. In fact, I like cheese a lot. And I hate to share mine. However, much as I like cheese, I dislike mice running around my home just as much. And as everybody knows, if you're going to trap mice, you've got to use cheese. I bait the trap, place it strategically where I know the mice will find it, then sit out of sight, waiting for the telltale snap and squish that signals another rodent has met its maker. Then I settle down to enjoy my little snack. Cheesy, crunchy, mouse. So delicious, while still warm.
This is Zachman, here goes. Deciding to relax, Jack grabs a frying pan. He finds some bread and some habanero cheddar. After turning the burner on to warm the pan, Jack adds some olive oil, then decides to listen to a writing podcast as he cooks. He hears one of the dead robots say something about sometimes a story is not always about saving the world, but sometimes only about making a really good sandwich. Then Jack hears shuffling. Jack grabs a spatula and a pot holder. He puts his sandwich on a plate, then hits the zombie over the head with the hot cast iron pan.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got updates. Dina becomes our 444th author, and oddly enough, 222 writers have posted a single story. It also marks the 200th week we've been in double digits. Movement Serendipity surges ahead of Guy David to become the 15th monkey. Chris overtakes Steve to become the 9th monkey. Tura is a mere 5 stories from entering the top 10. In the Iron, Lizzie breaks the 90th story level with 10 to go. Corrections. Editing produced the impression that Phil had been in the top 10 for 200 weeks. Phil has been in the top 10 for 309 weeks. And the top 10 authors have contributed 43% of posted stories. And I got 3 stories tonight. First, Grandma and Me. When my mother delivered a baby, I got to go to my grandmother's to stay. It was there that I learned the secret wisdom of grilled cheese sandwiches. While American cheese is formulated to melt between a hamburger bun and said meat, it was not the proper selection for the classic grilled cheese. It's got to be cheddar, and not just any cheddar. There's this farm outside of Rhinelander that has been making cheddar since the Civil War. To truly create the perfect grilled cheese sandwich, it must rest in a bed of browning butter. If you're counting calories, better walk away. Story 2. Aged for 10 years. Each year in July, we make a monster road trip, a 1,000 miler to Canada. Much of it's along the edge of the Pacific Ocean. Along that road sits the insanely green Tillamook Valley. The cheese factory, the Tillamook County Creamery Association, is part Rube Goldberg and part Dr. Seuss. Through glass walls, you can watch a maze of conveyor belts reduce 20-pound blocks of cheese to store-ready products. They've got a tasting room to die for. Dozens of dishes full of every type of cheese. Fun stuff too, like cheese curd, a little bit like cheese chewing gum. And the last story, comfort food. I love cheese. Gorgonzola to eat him. When I was a kid, I ate the cheap stuff. But now, as an adult, I can indulge in the pricier stuff. Someone said, why eat to live when you can live to eat? Of late, I've discovered this outstanding near cheddar out of Ireland called Dubliner. It was introduced in the United States in 1999. But it took a bit to break into the California market. It's sweet, but at the same time, a sharp edge that doesn't lose its flavor in the deepest hero sandwich. On ciabatta with brandywine, guacamole, chipotle, yum. And that's it. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, Anima here. I don't really have a story this week. It's more of the Memorial Day rant. I hate the company picnic. Why is it always hot dogs and burgers? Here's the typical burger. An unseasoned patty grilled de gray on a bleached white flour bun. And cheeseburgers? They're topped with slices of single-serve white or orange plastic. I love me a cheeseburger, but WTF! This cheese product melts itself to the humble meat patty, but has no taste and adds nothing to the visual appeal. I know the company is economizing, but seriously, once a year, can I get a decent meal? This year, let's skip the burgers and nosh instead on Vermont cheddar and grapes. Thank you very much. If you want to see some interesting pictures, Google the Dalton Highway in Alaska and check out the 100-year flood that we're experiencing right now. Oh, and I know I'm usually late to have my story run, but I have no finer opportunity for my favorite cheese pun. In case of emergency, pray to Jesus. See you next week.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 473 with a prompt of cheese. So here's my story. The dairy board would have us believe that anything is better if we spread a little aged, spoiled milk on it. In a lot of cases, that's true. My wife likes to eat tart apples with a slice of cheddar. It's great with a lot of meats, elevating it from an average meal to truly memorable. I don't know of a cheese that goes well with Captain Crunch, Frosted Flakes, or Cocoa Puffs. And how about jury duty? Slathering it with brie or sprinkling on some grated Romano wouldn't make it any better. On second thought, it's worth a try. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Turabrazoino here with a story about cheese. Thank you for your invitation to dinner. Please remember that I cannot eat cheese. If there's only a little bit of cheese in something, it's cheese. Any fermented milk product is, for this purpose, cheese. Panna cotta, sour cream, yogurt, they all count as cheese. If a savoury dish has the word gratin in the name, yes, I know that doesn't mean cheese by the dictionary, but 10-1 cheese will be present. If you're thinking about any other edge cases, they're cheese as well. Call it a fence around the law if you like. I call it cheese.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
If a cheeseburger is a burger with cheese on it, is a hamburger a burger with ham on it? At Fred's Ham Shack, it most certainly is. Every burger gets a slice of ham on it. If you ask for cheese, it becomes a hamburger with cheese. And if you ask not to have ham on your burger, Fred attacks you with a knife. Why on earth would you come to Fred's and not want ham on your burger? It's what he's famous for, after all. He spends so much time seasoning and smoking the ham and sharpening his knife.
Hey, everybody. How'd you like that one? Bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of cheese. Oh, man. You can check out the text of the stories at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Thank you to everyone who is a part of this one, a part of anyone, whether you keep sending them in every week, or you say, oh, I'm going to take a break, or oh, I'm not doing that stuff anymore. Man, do I envy you. So, one more week, and then we have our 10th anniversary show, special, extravaganza. No, it's just going to be the same old shit. But this is what's going to make it special. The topic is, are you ready? Whatever the hell you want it to be. If you've been sending in, oh, I want this to be Emo Phillips, guess what? The topic is Emo Phillips for you. It's whatever topic you've been trying to send in, whatever, stupid, crazy, oh my God, there's no way anyone's going to write about it. Well, guess what? You get to write about it. So go back through all the topics you've ever sent and pick the one that's nearest and dearest to your heart. Do that one. So, have I been more condescending and insulting than usual? Probably. So, thank you to everyone who is a part of this show. And I will see you in a week, unless you actually listen to the stories during the week, then it's your problem. As always, oh man, keep it brief.